Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, 95.9, Bob FM 915 on a Wednesday, rainy Wednesday with the good guys. Get up and go show. Allie and Daniel are here from the City Cali County Health Department. How are you guys doing?
We're well.
Doing well.
All right. Okay.
Got to turn that down or we get echo. It's all kind of weird in here. How are you enjoying all the rain we're getting? Like coming down in buckets.
Hey, it's been really nice.
No rain for a while, then...
All of the rain?
Yes, then all
the
rain.
And then more rain.
Yes. And then 10 inches of rain in like 1 week.
Yeah.
That was a wild time. Now, we were talking about that, Allie, this does create some situations where you got to think about safety first. Because you see the water, especially the kiddos, and they're like, oh, let's play in the water.
Right.
Not a good idea, right?
Not one that I recommend.
Okay.
You just don't know what could be in that water. I mean, the water's running off from everywhere. So chemicals, I mean, debris, I mean, it can be physically dangerous too, depending on what's in the water. It's very dirty. Bacteria, viruses, you have no idea.
Absolutely.
You can ingest it. Not good.
It just collects things from so many areas and brings it all to one place. And
right.
That can be bad stuff. Infections, all sorts of stuff can go on.
Yes, definitely. Especially if you have open wounds and things like that. It's,
oh,
it's
yeah.
Not a good choice.
And one of the first things I thought was like, wait a minute, I did that when I was a kid, but look at me. I mean, I clearly have some kind of something wrong with me, right? I mean, I was poisoned or something when I was a kid. I have some sort of brain damage, so don't get in there and cause yourself a problem. You can get all sorts of sickness.
Yes, definitely.
So how do you go about keeping people out of those waters? Because they're very, very attractive to folks. I see adults sometimes getting in that stuff. What do you say to them when you're
tempted.
Like, why shouldn't I get in there?
Oh, well, the water's not clean. You definitely don't know what's in there. You don't know the depths of the water. That also goes with driving in areas that have high water. You don't know what's happening underneath the water sometimes.
Sure.
Even roadways give out sometimes. There could be a hole under the water. I mean, you just don't know when you're muddling around in stormwater.
I've seen a couple of the places that people have driven.
Yeah.
With the high water, I'm like, why? What possessed you to head that way? That turn around, don't drown is a... You have to have that singing in your brain when you're thinking about making some of the moves.
Definitely. It's tough to get out of vehicles once they get in water like that, certainly.
Especially if it's halfway up the door and things like that. The force right then is just...
Yeah, the pressure makes it very difficult. And then it also doesn't take very much water at all to drown. So.
Right.
I think sometimes maybe people think that you have to be completely submerged to drown. That's definitely not the case. So stay away from the waters. They're eventually going to drain off, and then
sure.
There will be other water activity that makes sense for the
go
summer
to the pool.
That's more safe.
Yeah, there you
yes.
go. Go to the splash pad.
Yes.
That's where the good things are happening. What's going on at the City Cali County Health Department? What's the thing that's at the forefront of people's minds?
We're gearing up for the health department's 80th birthday in July.
Nice.
So Daniel's going to be doing all kinds of fun things with that. But really a lot of what we do in the summer is just seasonal messaging, getting school vaccinations, tick awareness, heat awareness, things like that. And then Daniel's been working a lot of animal bite reports too.
Oh, really?
Yes.
What's going on with that, Daniel?
Oh, well, it's in a lot of cases, it's people not taking control of their dogs. So
sure.
Dogs just getting out. And then another one of those is, well, it is also kitten season. And a lot of people are going out there handling strange kittens out on the road and all that, getting bites and all. And that can be a big risk for rabies exposure. So it's highly recommended not to interact with strange animals.
There are many kittens around right now.
I know.
I mean,
and
it's like,
so cute.
They are too. And you're like, oh, I'm going to pick up this kitten. I'll tell you what, I have been guilty of that too, where I'm like, oh, I see animal. I see stray animal. They need my help.
Right.
I get scratched. I, you know, something, maybe never bitten, but certainly like kind of scuffed up a little bit. I'm like, uh-oh, where has that animal been? It's kind of like the flood water.
Definitely. So if you do encounter any kind of wound like that, a scratch, a puncture, always wash it off as soon as you can. Really clean that with soap and water and then pay attention to it for the next few days. But if it's punctured and you need stitches or medical treatment, you need to seek that and then follow up too with animal control. And we... Daniel, we'll follow up with that investigation.
Oh, does he come out?
Not
Will
usually,
he go to the
no.
scene? No, he just deals with it.
Yeah,
he
does all of the stuff with the phone calls and the recommendations for the rabies vaccination series. And
is the rabies vaccination, isn't the whole process, if you get rabies, still pretty
Not great.
Definitely not a fun time.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we're talking with Allie and Daniel from the City Cali County Health Department. They haven't really made it any better. I mean, when you get rabies, you still got to go through a process where...
Yeah, it's fewer injections now, but it's still a pretty intense process for
sure. Right, sure. Okay, very cool. 80th birthday, too.
Yes, we're excited.
Yeah, what are the plans for that? Is Daniel jumping out of a cake? Is there anything going on?
We should add that to the agenda.
We can add it to the agenda.
I think absolutely. That would be nice. Yeah.
With that face on that he has on his badge.
Oh, yeah.
It's a very scary picture.
I saw him and I was like, all right, he's intimidating.
Yeah, he right wanted there. To work for us. I don't know.
That's why no dogs bite him. He looks at him like that. They head out the other direction.
Well, you know, with ID photos, they never get you in your best light, right?
Well, that's true. I have a terrible one on my Costco card.
Mine's pretty good on my ID. I don't know.
What? That's because you're wearing that sophisticated jacket. You got to, and how are things going for you as the new public health official?
I think that they've been going really well. It's already almost been 6 months.
Has it?
I know. That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how are things going at the office as far as cleaning up the Tom clutter and things like that he had archived from 1972?
We haven't really been doing too much of that lately.
Oh, no?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're getting rid of some old paper. The health department has a ton of paper.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the deal with that?
Keeping everything, man.
Also, school is coming up. Going to be not long before that happens.
Yeah, but it'll come quickly.
All of that, you know, it's like June flies by, and then after that, June's kind of, you know, you settle in, and then after that, it just, everything flies by, and it's school time, and so lots of stuff. It's a busy time of year for the health department, right?
Definitely, yeah. So if you have kiddos that are going to school, make sure that they're up to date on their, any kind of school physicals that they're going to need, their sports physicals, and then, of course, immunizations as well.
Yeah, and what's the best way to do that, or what's the best way to get informed on exactly what I need and what has to happen?
You can contact the health department or your district office for whichever school district your kiddos are in.
What's the best contact info for you guys if I want to talk with you?
You can call either one of our offices. Our phone number is 620-221-1430, and we can get you connected to either office that way.
How's Tom settling in as the wastewater man? Is he...
He's great. That's one area I just don't have to worry about.
He's like the Yoda of that.
He's very knowledgeable about that.
If you need a lagoon, he knows the business.
Yes, definitely.
Very good. Have you seen him lately?
Yes. We see him almost every day.
He wanders by, doesn't he? I didn't ever think that retirement would sit well with him. He's a social butterfly.
He is, and he's... He's a busybody, so.
Tell me he brings you coffee and donuts.
He has brought us donuts.
Yeah. Oh, really?
He has done that, yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love donuts.
He takes care of us.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So stay out of that water.
Yes.
Don't go anywhere near that when it's rushing by or anything else. That was another thing I would talk about. Not only is it there are safety issues, but the current in some of this water, even if it's, you know, not near a river or whatever, some of it's moving to drain so quickly.
Yeah.
You can get yourself in a bad way quick.
Yes, that's a very scary. And then the other thing, too, is just ticks are out right now. So if you're outside, stay away from tall grasses. Stay in areas that are trim. Stay on paved paths when you can or designated paths. And then always check around your ankles and such when you get back for those ticks.
I feel like I'm wearing a hat anymore a lot in the summer just because it feels safer. I mean, it's a good tick guard. It's a good guard against the sun. All of it.
Yes.
Throw one of those on there.
Yeah, hats
are
good.
Are you a ball cap person?
I have several.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Do you have the one with the ponytail hole?
I do have one.
I love those.
I do have
those. Those are so clever. I don't know who invented those, but that's Allie and Daniel. Anything in parting from you, Daniel?
Nothing right now, no.
Okay. Maybe I'll go out and get bitten by a dog, give you a chance to write a report.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Maybe you can just come see him when he jumps out of the cake instead.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Happy 80th birthday to the City Cali County Health Department. That's a long time ago.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're proud of it.
Thanks, guys, for coming in.
Thank you.
We appreciate
you. Thanks for having us.
We'll be back. 95.9 Bob FM. Keep it here with the good guys.